Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Partner Migration in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2. Today's presenters are Aichi Bujo, Srilatha Sankararan, and Usha Lakeni. Aichi joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway USL2 team in November 2006. She brought experience from AIX and LAN server technical supports and AIX IBM Director and Storage Area Network Testing. She is certified as AIX System Administrator, Microsoft Certified Professional Plus Internet, and Red Hat Technician. Srilatha joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway L3 support team in May 2007. Prior to this, she was part of the WebSphere Data Interchange team. She is a Sun-certified Java programmer and a Sun-certified web component developer. Usha has extensive experience in application development with the focus in Java, J2EE, and middleware technologies. She has been working with the development teams of WebSphere Data Interchange and WebSphere Partner Gateway since 2007. She has developed the update installer for applying maintenance on WebSphere Partner Gateway. Her most recent publication includes Update Installer for Improving Fixed Delivery Process. Her expertise in other IBM products also includes grid computing and autonomic computing. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Aichi, Srilatha, and Usha.
Good day, everyone. This is Aichi Bujo. Thank you for taking the time to come to today's technical exchange on partner migration in WPG 6.2. A typical WSCE would have about 35 to 40 slides, and we have included 70 slides for this presentation. Just the agenda alone, we have two pages. Now let's go to page two. We will cover what is partner migration utility and two ways to invoke partner migration, the command line invocation and using administrative API. We'll also cover functions export and import provided by partner migration utility, mapping XML elements with console. We will have case study. One is for exporting configuration using partner migration. One is for importing configuration using partner migration. On slide number three, we will talk about consideration while creating custom import export XML. We'll have migration configuration type dependencies, independent versus dependent configuration items. Next, we'll have export import order. And finally, we'll talk about limitations of partner migration utility and enhancements in partner migration for WPG version 6.2, and we'll have a summary. Now let's move to slide number four. We'll start with what is partner migration utility. Let's get to slide number five. Partner migration utility is a utility to selectively export and import WPG hub configuration data. It exports configuration data into an XML file and then to be revised or imported directly later into another system. This allows moving the configuration across systems. I can just see you thinking in your head now, well, this is no big deal. I will just use the database backup and restore function to accomplish this. There are two major advantages of using partner migration, other than your database backup restore, is Putnam Migration Utility. Selectively extract in your configuration data. And also, when you do import, it can be done without overwriting existing configuration. Now let's go to slide number 6. On this slide, those are some typical scenarios of using Putnam Migration Utility in WPG. There's a star on the first scenario, because this is the most practical situation to take advantage of Putnam Migration Utility. You're migrating development or test machine to a production machine. The other two scenarios are, you move WPG 6.1 or 6.1 machine, and through the Putnam Migration Utility, you can move the data, the configuration data, to WPG 6.2 machine. Or you can move from Oracle to DB2, WPG machine. Let's continue on slide number 7. Putnam Migration Utility can invoke WPG remotely. For the Putnam Migration Utility to run the WPG console, should be up and running, and the connectivity is through the Bootstrap port. Typically, users will use 58809. On slide number 8, next we'll discuss ways to invoke Putnam Migration. There are two ways of doing it: command line invocation and through API. On slide number 9, we'll start with command line invocation. And there are 8 slides for this session. Okay, on slide number 9, for command line invocation, before invoking the Putnam Migration Utility using command line, the system environment variables such as Java home and migration path should be set. Java home should point to the home location of Java 5. And migration path should be set to the location where the BCG migration util.zip is extracted, up until that BCG migrate folder. We'll have some case study and examples in later slides to show you how to use this. So there will be plenty of examples. Let's go to slide number 10. You also need to make sure that you have execute permissions for bcgmigrate.bat or bcgmigrate.sh to run the bcgmigrate command. Putnam Migration Utility can be invoked from command line by running the batch file bcgmigrate.bat or shell script bcgmigrate.sh. And those files are located under Migration Utility Extract, BCG Migrate, and Bing. Now let's go to slide 11. A few things to make note of before you start. On this page, you can see the user provided as arguments for BCG Migrate execution should belong to the Hub Admin group or any other group under operators that has migration module permission. And I'm going to go over the details of the options on this page. And I don't want you to worry about anything I'm busy trying to write it down, because there will be a recap on slides 13 and 14 with all the details that I'm about to deliver. So you can just sit there and kind of digest it and absorb it with your head, not to worry about taking notes. All this will be documented on slides 13 and 14. Minus H is a hostname, column, bootstrap, port, for the console component is running. And minus A is activity, which can be either import or export. By default, it is export. And minus F is a fully qualified file name of the export option file or the import configuration file. And minus U is a WPG user ID that has migration permission. And minus P is a password for that user ID. And minus O is the override option. Remember earlier I boasted about this being the strength of partner migration utility. Here's the override option. This option is only used by the import activity. If you do not include minus O, then only new configurations are created, and existing configuration data is not changed. Including minus O means existing configuration may be overwritten if they are different within the import data. Next is very useful, actually, especially for support staff. Minus D is a debug level from 1 to 5, where 5 provides the most debug output, the most verbose. The minus D argument is optional and can be omitted. If it's omitted, only errors are logged. Minus R is a root path where export data is stored and the log file is written. The minus R argument is optional, and again, it can be omitted. If it is omitted, export data is written under the directory specified by the minus F option. Now let's go to slide number 12. This is the AIX Linux version with the same command line option, but you will invoke it with bcgmigrate.sh script. On slides 13 and 14, I'm flying a little bit because we kind of need to compensate the time. Slides 13 and 14, those are the notes that I promised from earlier. It has pretty much everything I just went over. Okay, so let's go to slide 15. On this slide, I have put down an example command for export using migration utility. Here you can see the output file is written to a zip file named bcgmigration_IPO_hostname provided in your minus H option, and then .zip. Logs are written to the file under this same directory, but it is named bcgmigration.log. On slide 16, an example command for using import with a partner migration utility here. With almost identical syntax, except you specify the minus A option as import, and minus F, you specify the fully qualified file name of the import configuration file. Again, you will have this output going to the file bcgmigration.log. We covered this a few minutes earlier. On slide 17, next, I will introduce how to use administrative API to invoke partner migration. Let's move on to slide number 18. Partner migration utility can be invoked through programs by invoking the exposed API for partner migration import and export. BCG migration utility.jar, which can be found by unzipping the BCG migration utility.zip, found under the Hub Install Console support folder, contains the API required to invoke configuration migration operations through programs. However, the steps to be considered are as listed here. Your programming environment should use Java 5, JDK 1.5. Also, the built-in class path of the Java development environment should include the BCG migration utility.jar, and doing so gives your program access to all the API classes. Now let's move to slide number 19. Here we will see some more considerations while using the configuration management API. To test your program, you need to include all the jar files under WPG install, root, console, and then support. The next level will be BCG migration util, BCG migrate, and lab in the program runtime class path. We have provided some sample import and export Java programs under the WPG install root, console, support, BCG migration util, BCG migrate, samples directory. So there you will find some sample import and export Java programs. Some users find it really useful to have some sample files so they can use it as a template, kind of revise it from there. The picture shown here displays a list of jars that need to be in a program runtime class path. Now on slide number 20. Also, please make sure that the migration home and the runtime class path is set as described earlier. The console component of the target WPG should be running, and the program should have connectivity to its bootstrap port, which is typically, I think by now you probably memorize it, 58809. And the user ID that you use must either be hotadmin or have migration permission granted on the target WPG system. Now let's go to slide number 21. We'll take a closer look at the API on this slide and the upcoming slide. BCG Migration Util.java is an API that has the public methods to import or export partner gateway configuration. BCG Migration Util.java also has the public method as shown here in this slide. And those are the methods that need to be called with write arguments in your program. The two method signatures for export WPG config is for export utility. And similarly, the two method signatures for import, notice the difference, import WPG config is for the import utility. Now let's move to slide number 22. Here we have elaborated on the export WPG config method signatures. And the export WPG config method has a return type of integer. The value of this indicates the status of the export operation. I have listed out what number means what status. For completeness, actually let's move to slide number 23, sorry. For completeness of the presentation content, we have included here a sample program that involves the export WPG config API to achieve partner migration export. This sample should help us understand the arguments better. And the next two slides, 24 and 25, they are very similar to the two slides we just went over, except it has a focus of import. So on slide number 24, here we have elaborated on the import WPG config method signature. And similarly, again, you can see it has a return type of integer and a table or the listing of what number indicate which status. Okay, on slide number 26, we have included a sample program to show you that to invoke import WPG config API to achieve partner migration import. And this slide concludes the presentation for invoking partner migration through API. On slide number 26, next on the agenda, we'll review what functions can be exported and imported by partner migration utility. Instead of reading you the slides, the next three slides, I just want to quickly summarize. On slides 27 and 28, we have compiled functions that can be exported for subsequent import. I'll take a quick glance at 27 and 28. So you know what they are for. And let's move on to slide 29. On slide 29, we'll review the import file. It can be generated in two ways. The first way is to generated by exporting data. This is a zip file output from the export command that conforms to the XML schema. BCG migration import.xsd. X is like Xmas. SSM, DSDoc. This schema file is located in the migration utility root schema directory. The second way to generate the import file is to write your own import file that contains definitions you want to load into a system. Now I'm going to turn the presentation to my co-presenter, Usha, to cover other important information about using partner migration. Thank you.
Thank you, IT. Hello, everyone. This is Usha. I'll be taking you through some of the slides of this presentation. Slide number 30, mapping XML elements with console. Moving on to slide 31, partner migration exports the data in the form of an XML file, and also the data which is to be imported is in the form of XML. Each element of the XML file represents an entity on console. There's a one-to-one mapping of the tags in the XML file to the console elements. On the next slide, we can see how the XML elements can be mapped to the console entities. This will help us to build the understanding while creating our own custom XML file to import. Moving on to slide 32, here we have a few examples which show the mapping of XML elements with the console entities. For example, enveloper scheduling info maps to the enveloper defined under hub admin, hub configuration, EDI, enveloper on console. In the same way, the partner info maps to partner defined on console. Moving on to slide 33. The same way, certificate info represents the certificates defined on console. And in the same way, user info, FTP info, system administrator info, etc. can be mapped to the console entities. Moving on to slide 34, exporting configuration using partner migration, a case study. Slide 35, here we will go through an example of exporting the data from a test system to production system using partner migration command line utility. Before we start exporting the data, please make sure you meet the below three prerequisites. Number one, console server is up and running. Number two, the username and password provided to the command line are correct. Number three, as partner migration utility can be invoked from a remote machine as well, please make sure that the console server is accessible from the machine where you invoke partner migration from. Moving on to slide 36. To perform exports, the partner migration tool makes use of an XML file which is available with the WPG console installation. By default, use of this XML file exports the complete data which partner migration can export. But if you would like to export some configuration data, not all, this can also be done by editing the export.xml file. For example, if a user does not want to export the whole data and just want to export the information about one partner, this can be done. As you see in the example, if you make all partners tag to set as false and provide the name of the partner which you want to export in the partner info tag, the export process will just export the particular partners, not all. Moving on to slide 37. The next step would be to invoke the partner migration utility using command prompt. This command needs four more parameters. Number one is migration utility home path. Number two is Java home. Number 3 is initial heap size. Number 4 is maximum heap size. Please make sure that in point 2, you provide the path of Java 1.5 or above. Below Java 1.5, partner migration tool with WPG is not supported. Moving on to slide 37. Once you provide the required parameters to the partner migration tool, this will connect to the WPG and starts exporting the data. If at all it finds any problem while connecting to the WPG, partner migration tool will fail on the initial step itself. Moving on to slide 39. Once the export is done, output of export can be seen under the output directory defined. The output directory contains two files. Number one is BCG migration log. Number two is BCG migration underscore hostname.zip. BCG migrates hostname.zip contains the following subdirectories and files. BCG migration underscore hostname dot XML file, routing objects dot zip file, which contains all the exported document definitions, validation maps, which contains all the validation maps, transformation maps, which contains all the transformation maps, FA maps, which contains all the FA maps. Moving on to slide 40, importing configuration using partner migration, a case study. Slide 41. Now we will go through an example of importing the migrated data. The exported data can be imported now on the production machine. Before invoking the import, please make sure that the console server is running and accessible from the machine where you invoke the import. The very first step would be to invoke the import command. Type 42. In the same way, export command needed 4 parameters. The import command also needs 4 parameters. Migration home, Java home, initial heap size, and maximum heap size. Slide 43. Once the import is completed, you can see the status of import process on the command line itself. At the end of the import command, the prompt shows if the import went fine or any error or warning had occurred. The detailed information on the error can be searched in the migration log file, which will be created under the output directory. User can search for capital error in the log file and find out the detailed information on the error. Slide 44. Considerations while creating custom import export XML. Slide 45. A user can modify the exported XML file, or he can also create a custom XML file to import the data into WPG. You would like to edit or create your import file, there are several things which you must consider. Number one, the very important point to remember is that the XML file needs to conform to the XML schema. That means BCG migration import.xst. Also make sure that you edit your XML file to import the child objects and the parent objects as well. For example, you just cannot import the child objects without importing the parent objects. That means you cannot import the destinations of partner A without importing partner A itself. The third consideration would be to manually validate all the data which you enter into the XML file. For example, you may enter a DUNS ID containing alphabetical characters in the XML file and import this data, but actually from console it is not possible to create a DUNS ID using the alphabetic characters, because the DUNS ID must contain only numeric characters. Hence, the XML validation is required before using it. Now I'll hand over the presentation to my co-presentator, Sheelata. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Usha. Hi, everybody. I'm Sheelata, and I will take you through the rest of the presentation. We will move to slide 47 to look at some of the migration configuration type dependencies. Configuration items in WPG can be classified into independent configuration items and dependent configuration items. Dependent configuration items can be further classified as first level dependent items and complex dependent items. We'll move to slide 48. It is essential during partner migration import and export that the dependency items are available, such as when an export is performed, any item that has dependencies must be exported after any dependency item has been exported. And when an import is performed, the dependency items are imported before the dependent items. Care should be taken when you choose to selectively export configuration types. You must ensure that you specify dependency types for all dependent types. Moving to slide 49. We will look in some more detail as to what are independent configuration items. Moving to slide 50. This slide lists the configuration items that are independent and that can be independently imported or exported. The independent configuration items are enveloper scheduling, event codes, transport types, destination types, envelope profiles, connection profiles, proxy configurations, validation maps, FA maps, partners, system admin properties. Here it is important to note that the FA maps and validation maps are independent items, but to be useful in a configuration, they need to be linked to a routing object definition. So associated routing object definitions should be imported if FA maps or validation maps are to be imported and used. Moving to slide 51. We will take a closer look at dependent configuration items in the next few slides. Moving to slide 52. We will first look at first level dependent items. First level dependent items are those items that have dependency on other independent items or on one of the first level dependent items. Importing a first level dependent item without the associated dependency item will fail the import execution. Moving to slide 53. Routing objects are first level dependent items. Routing objects are dependent on import of the associated envelope profile and FA maps. However, if the routing object of the source system does not have any association with envelope profiles or FA maps, the runtime behavior will be as expected even if the envelope profiles and FA maps are not imported. Moving to slide 54. Handlers is a configuration item which is dependent on transport type. FA map links require FA maps and routing objects to be imported. Validation map links require validation map and routing object import. These are some of the other first level dependent items. Moving to slide 55. Here we will see some more first level dependent items and their dependency items. Fixed workflow and variable workflow items are dependent on handlers. Contacts, addresses, and control number initialization are dependent on partners. XML families and formats are dependent on routing objects. Moving to slide 56. This slide shows some more first level dependent items and their dependencies. Destinations depend on transport types, destination types, and handlers. Transformation maps depend on routing objects. User configuration depends on partners and group configuration. FTP user configuration depends on user configuration, group configuration, and partners. Group configuration depends on partners, and certificates depend on partners, certificate sets, destination types, and routing objects. Moving to slide 57. There is another classification of dependent items, which is the complex dependent items. Complex dependent items are the configurable items that are dependent on independent items and are more complex than the first level dependent items. Interactions is a complex dependent item, which is dependent on routing object, actions, and transform map. Similarly, receivers is a complex dependent item, which is dependent on transport type, destination type, and handlers. Moving to slide 58. The other complex dependent items and their dependencies are as shown in the slide. Gateways, B2B capabilities, connections, alert notifications, error flow configuration, and archiver configuration. These are all complex dependent items that are dependent on one or more independent or first level dependent items. Moving to slide 59. We will now see the export or import order that needs to be followed for using the partner migration utility. Moving to slide 60. The export-import order of the configuration items is decided by the dependency of each of the configuration items. This slide and the following slide indicates the configuration items and their ordering. Moving to slide 61. This slide shows some more configuration items and their export-import order. Moving to slide 62. We will now discuss some of the limitations of partner migration utility. We will move to slide 63. Partner migration utility is limited in its ability to import certain WPG configuration data. Some of the configuration data that it cannot export or import are EDI map and its related objects, the collaboration protocol agreement or the CPA. Reports and logs are not configuration items. However, partner migration utility cannot export these out of the system. Moving to slide 64. This slide discusses few other limitations of the partner migration utility. The other limitation with the utility is its error reporting and error handling. Also, during partner migration import, if there are any errors, the previous transactions are not rolled back. Selective migration is possible only for the configuration items, which are alerts, partners, connections, certificate sets, and system administration properties. Selective migration is not possible for all configuration types. Also, if an export is made from a source system that uses a different file system type than the receiver system, the XML document contained in the exported output requires manual updates to correct any file system specific target URL elements. These elements must be corrected to match the receiver file system environment before the import is performed. Import of the forward proxies cannot overwrite existing forward proxies in the system. The overwrite option, which is -o, is disabled for forward proxy import. Moving to slide 65. On slide 66, we will see the enhancements in partner migration utility for WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2. Moving to slide 66. Partner migration utility in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2 can export system and partner configuration data. It can import from XMLs that are created by earlier versions of Partner Gateway, such as 6.1.0.x and 6.1.1.x, in addition to the version 6.2.0.x. Partner migration in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2 can be used even with LDAP authentication credentials for the console. Moving to slide 67. We will summarize the session on slide 68. Moving to slide 68. In summary, in this session, we have attempted to cover all functional aspects of partner migration utility with details on the ways to invoke it. The XML that is used as input for the export or import function were explained. Case studies for import and export were also discussed in detail. We also discussed the limitations and enhancements of the partner migration utility in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2. This concludes the agenda for our session today. Moving to slide 69. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Moving to slide 70. I will now hand over the presentation to our moderator, Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, IG, Smilasa, and Usha for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
I have no questions at this time.
Thank you, Jackie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.